Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mm-hmm. desiring you in everything, to know you in all things, to know myself, to know that I am one with the one, to set myself free from erroneous thoughts, set myself free from the thought of separation, to remember and recognize that I am one with all, I am one with the one. And all of it needs to be acknowledged. good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You certainly do. You make a difference simply because you exist, simply because you are here. Simply because you can hear this conversation. You're here to do great things, and as you move forward, don't forget to pull the ones behind you energetically. If you're wondering what is he talking about, well, you're in the right place. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints on LifeConversationsRadio.com, which takes place every last Wednesday of the month, and it's about that time. Today's topic is Impact of Unacknowledged Immigrant Ancestry. My co-host is here, Lisa Iverson, and I just want to remind you, the song you heard is Set Me Free, and the her website address, Valerie Joy's website address, is ValerieJoy.com. She is singing the sacred yes, and Lisa and I are expressing the impact of unacknowledged immigrant ancestry. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing very well and grateful to be with you, Ade. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I feel deep gratitude to be able to do what you and I do together and individually, just really shining the light on life, you know, and just supporting one another to recognize our oneness, our unity. And, speaking of oneness and unity, we had a global birthday party, and we celebrated January 1st, called the New Year. But this is the first show we're doing this year, so Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. The month has flown by. I'm glad that you're reminding us of that. Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? It's like, I remember when I was emailing you last week, it's like, wow, I haven't talked to you this year. And this is almost the end of the month. It's just things are moving fast, shift is happening, and it's about staying grounded, really. It's about staying grounded. And I'm grateful that I stay grounded most of the time. Or maybe I think I'm staying grounded. So I don't think that's good enough.
Don't think about it too much.
I know, that's right. Just stay with the first statement. First thought, always go with your first class. Yes, indeed.
Stay on the bright
side. Want to remind you. Go ahead, Lisa.
Stay on the bright side of that street.
I know that is right. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. No singing, no singing. Not right now. So anyway, listeners, we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on, what's it called again? Facebook. We're also taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And this might bring up a lot of questions for you and thoughts, you know. If you're not quite sure of a question, feel free to join in and call in and ask and share yourself. And so we can all grow together. Today we're talking about the impact of unacknowledged immigrant ancestry. And Lisa, this was triggered by an article that you found that you shared with me, right? Tell us more about that.
Well, I noticed in the news the last week or so, there's been a lot of media reports about Mitt Romney's, the presidential hopeful, his Mexican ancestry. There's been a lot of somewhat conflicting media reports about his ancestry, and so it intersects with my work and the things that we talk about on this show, so it felt like a current topic that just kind of fit right in with the things we already talk about.
So true. And you know, the description, what we're saying here, recent news headlines about Mitt Romney's Mexican immigrant ancestry is largely unacknowledged by a presidential candidate himself. And then we're asking you, the listeners, who from your own ancestry is difficult for you to acknowledge? What is the place of immigration in your family history? You know, and let's make this real clear right now. Let's make this real clear. This is not a political show. This is about us looking at ourselves and looking at areas of our life that is calling for our attention. And we, you know, there are people who say, we've shared this on the show many times, that would say that, you know, I don't have ancestors. Or, well, the ancestors are dead. Why are we worried about them? Let's focus on our lives. But really, you're so much more than what you see in the mirror. And that's what we're unpacking today. And I wanted to just throw it to Lisa. You know, I don't even want to throw a question to you. I have sort of a question, but I guess maybe we can lay a foundation of what we're talking about, the importance of acknowledging our ancestry and how it plays a role. Maybe talk a little bit about family constellations, and then we can take off from there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that gives good grounding to our conversation. The family constellation approach, it's also called systemic constellations. This is an approach to healing and to wellness that helps us see how much we are often influenced by what's happened in the generations before us. And so the thing I always say about this that consistently revealed by working with this approach is that we're not as original as we want to think that we are. You know, we are all unique, but our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, the things that they experienced, the joys and the losses that have happened in our blueprints, ancestral blueprints is the phrase that makes sense to me to describe this map of what happens in the generations before us and the generations that come after us. So the constellation tool, it's a method that is used in groups and both in one-on-one work to help us really in a very immediate, body-centered, experiential way access these kinds of really universal truths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, as you say that, I am getting in touch with, I'm beginning to have, I guess I'm embodying this knowledge, this truth, the importance of acknowledging our ancestors, those who came before us. And there was a time during the show when it's almost hard to explain or difficult to explain what ancestral blueprints family constellation is. But what I'm sensing now is, it requires us to know that there's a life that's moving through us that goes beyond the time we were born.
Absolutely, yeah.
And when we recognize that, it really, family constellations is about honoring that life force that moves, that's moving in me, that moves through my, that's moving through my dad, that moves through my mom, and is still alive even though she's not on this side of the veil. That life is always alive.
Absolutely.
And so to not acknowledge that, to deny that, to pretend that didn't exist, really, to deny myself, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the reasons that we have for being challenged to acknowledge truth, to acknowledge family members, has everything to do with love. So, for example, if I have a challenge to acknowledge one of my grandparents, for example, it may have to, you know, like there's somebody, I have a grandparent, maybe I just don't want to talk about them. I want to pretend they never existed.
Mm-hmm.
That may have to do with that they had something difficult in their life. They had a burden of some kind. They had a grief of some kind. Maybe they did something that brought some kind of shame or guilt on the family. Maybe they led a life that for that particular time period when they lived, it was kind of out of sync in some way with everybody else and the culture around them. So when I don't acknowledge them, it has to do with love toward other people and other forces around them that says keep them invisible.
Yeah.
It, you know, it has to do, so there are many, many ways that this are challenged to acknowledge who and where we come from. The reasons for that, we can later give websites for people to read more. But most people, I would say, have somebody or something in their ancestry that there's some level of kind of a block of some kind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Different things come up for me when we keep a part of our history, our ancestry, our family members, when we keep them unacknowledged and we don't want to talk about it. I just had this image. It's almost like trying to hold a beach ball down underwater. You know, keeping it down there. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of work. And sometimes we wonder why we're struggling, you know, because we're spending too much time keeping the visible invisible. Like, no, it doesn't exist, doesn't exist. But I want to tie that in with something else that came up for me. And for me, like, okay, my mom, my grandparents on my dad's side, I don't really, I mean, when I think about my father's father, my grandfather on my father's side, I don't really feel a connection. And what I mean is, well, let me not say connection. I don't feel, let me just leave it as that. Because I never met him. I don't even think I've seen a picture. I asked my dad, and he tells me a bit about him. And some of the things my father told me about his father is I see some similarities, and it's like, wow. But when I think of my father's mother as well, I remember her vaguely, but not a strong connection. Now, when I moved to my mother's side, same thing with my mother's. Interesting. Ooh-wee. Okay, bless yourself, because Lisa and I were talking yesterday. But anyway, but on my mom's side, my mom's father, my grandfather, my mother's side, I never met him. I think I may have seen a picture of him once or twice. So when I think, okay, let's stay with this. When I think of my grandfather's, there's not a strong connection there. I'm not denying them, but I just have no memory. I have nothing to say, you know. But when I think, ooh, this is really profound. Why do I do shows like this where I put myself out? But anyway, this is what I live for. But you and I were talking yesterday, Lisa, and I think this is what's happening here. But anyway, so my grandmother, my mom's side, I have a connection with her. I think it's a little bit stronger than my relationship with my dad's mother. But with putting myself in the equation and others who may feel the same, they say, Ade, Lisa, we hear you talking about acknowledging our ancestries and or the immigrants that came over here. Well, yeah, I heard my parents told me about them, but I don't know them. When I think about it, I have no connection. How do we go about that?
Yes, it's a great, great question. We have our lived experience. So we have our, you know, what that has been for us as kids and as grown-ups. So when we have a grandparent, in this case, you know, somebody we maybe never met, maybe they died before we were born even, you know, we're approaching this idea of connection with ancestry from the perspective of having lived experience with them. So being at their house on Sunday afternoon, this kind of a thing. So that's only one way. That's particularly what I would say is that's the Western way.
Mm.
Western culture tends to be quite concrete in what it sees, what it values, how it relates to experience. It's, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. We tend to be more oriented in the left brain in Western culture, that you have to prove it to me. Where's the science for it? Where's the research? Where's the evidence? This construct, it's not bad or right or wrong or good. it's just important to see that that's the lens that we're often looking through in our Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
Other lens, what I would say is a more indigenously rooted lens, would say the ancestors are real. They're not just an idea. They're real. Cultures that are still rooted in indigenous wisdom know this. There's no question about it. The conversation we're having would be quite different than, there's just no question, you know. The question comes from the mind. And it shows us, the fact that the question is there shows us the disconnect that has happened.
Mm.
That's what the question shows us.
Mm. Mm.
So, you know, you can see it's a whole other way of us being able to be in relationship with the language that comes through us. Language is so powerful and informative. So when the language that comes through us is a question like, well, how do I relate to this, you know? The question shows us that there has been some disconnect. And so, you know, you and I, anybody who's listening to the show can just notice the effect. Just, it's good to just notice for a moment the effect in the body, in your spirit, in your mind, just when you hear that, you know, what that's like. Because it's very easy without us even knowing that this is happening to stay focused with what we know. It's where we're comfortable, you know. So,
right.
You know, part of our conversations has to do with allowing a space for there to be relaxing into a place where maybe the mind's not in charge.
You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Avison and Life Coach Ade, number 347-426-3346. The topic is Impact of Unacknowledged Immigrant Ancestry. And we were sharing about, you know, what's in the news about Mitt Romney's ancestry. It's important to note that the article that we have does go on to say there's two different articles, and one said even though his ancestors may have been undocumented immigrant, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was legal. So let's just make sure that's clear. And once again, this is not a political show. It's what's happening in the world. Everything that's happening out in the world is a reflection of each and every one of us. If you have questions about it, if we're triggered by it, if we're angry about it, there's something that we need to see about ourselves. And as I listen to Lisa now, I mean, this is bringing up so much. I feel like we're doing a family constellation circle. But I'm brave enough to allow myself out there because my life is one of examples. But, you know, you talk about the question, and I was just reminded of a conversation I had with my father. And this is, like, blowing me away. So, but anyway, brace yourself, y'all. So here's the thing, Lisa. We're talking about the impact of unacknowledged immigrant ancestry, mainly in America. But this is a global thing. But here's something that may blow the pants off people. You know, you African-Americans here saying they want to connect with their ancestors or they don't know their ancestors. So I've had people say to me, oh, it's okay for you, you can track your ancestors. And I give them a response like, I don't even know my grandfather, or both of them. I don't know them. I don't really feel a connection. But here's a conversation I have with my father one day, and it's been maybe about a month or 2 months. And every time I think about it, I still have questions. So anyway, the question we were talking, I can't remember how we even got to the point of talking about ancestors. I think we were talking about the state of Nigeria and how it is. And I said to my father, I said, you know, God is really ultimately in control. The creator, Allah, whatever name you want to call it, the ancestors know exactly what's going on. We just give thanks for them. My dad said, wait, you believe in ancestors? And in my head, I'm thinking, huh? What? My father in Nigeria is asking me if I said, yeah, of course. So I told him some things. We started to talk about, you know, the tradition of Nigeria where we name a child. Like if I there's a tradition where my mom has made a transition. If I gave birth to a daughter, her name will be called Iyabode, which means mother returned. So I was in beginning to tell him that, and I'm saying if it was a boy, if a boy was born after a father died, we say Babatunde, which means the father returned. So as we were having that conversation, because I'm thinking, huh? What? The phone disconnected. And then I thought, interesting. So I called my father back, who's in Nigeria. I called him back. And in that moment, I says, okay, this is maybe it's not a conversation for us to have, but I'm going to honor myself because I'm blown away that my father is saying, you believe in ancestors? And I can sense that he was uncomfortable with it. So I said to him, I said, okay, the phone disconnected. I don't know. I said, you know, we're talking about the ancestor conversation. Do you want to continue that? He said, we'll just talk about it another time. I know my father. My father is saying, no, I ain't going there with you. Because the older he's gotten, he's now taking his Muslim religion seriously. You know, and I've also shared on the show, my mom is Christian, my dad is Muslim, which was never an issue. But I think the older my dad is now, he's really living by the letter of the law. And I think that's my justification. That's what's bringing me peace, to say it's because now he's taking his Muslim religion, and maybe in the Quran he talks about there are no ancestors. I don't know. So when we talk about unacknowledged immigrants, how about when ancestors are denied? It's one thing to unacknowledge them. It's another thing to deny them. And for me, that conversation with my father is about denying them. And I want to hear your thoughts. I don't even have a question because it's all coming up for me as we do the show right now.
It's such a beautiful story, Ade, and it's such a beautiful example of how in resonance we are with one another. Because as I hear you say this about your dad, it's totally in resonance with us talking about Mitt Romney. It's the same image.
The deal that's
going on with Mitt Romney has to do with both Mexican ancestry and Mormon ancestry. So with your father, you're speaking about his ancestry, both his religion,
right,
and then the land that he comes from. It's the same. It's the same thing. And one of the gifts in the conversation we're having is the opportunity for us to see how influential are the faith traditions and the religions are in our ancestry. So this is a whole thing in my work. I love being with people about this topic because it often goes unnoticed, I think, how the complexity of it all. You know, the constellation approach, one of the really profound gifts from that work, which was developed by Bert Hellinger. Again, we can give people information at the end of the show how to learn more about this work. But one of the gifts from it has to do with seeing that there are what Hellinger would call our conscience groups. So we belong. Our family is our first conscience group. It's the group we first belong to. When we're born as a baby, we are born into a family. So that's the group we first belong to. But as time goes by, there are other groups that we belong to. And religion, faith tradition, this is another group. Country that we belong to. This is another group. So what it means to be a member of a country, what it means to be a citizen in a country, sometimes that's in conflict with a religion or with the family. It gets kind of messy, you know. And so,
yes,
how all that, how, you know how that goes. So how all that goes also just so much contributes to the original question about acknowledging ancestry. You know, Mitt Romney's ancestry, just from the little bit that I've read, what it looks like is that there's his ancestry in terms of country, the United States, Mexico, England, previous to Mexico, those are three different countries who have a place in his family soul. But there may be some difficulty because of things that happened along the way with being able to recognize the way that those countries belong, the influence that they still have. So
yes.
It's wonderful you saying this about your father. It's a live human example of everything we're talking of.
You know, this I never know what's going to happen when we do a show. And I'm always surprised. And right now I am so in touch with a deep emotion and just thoughts. I'm forgetting that I'm even doing a radio show. And I want to talk about this when we come back on the other side. When you talk about belonging, because when I picked up your book, Ancestry Blueprints, I was led to that place. And I dealt with that sense of belonging. And what's coming up for me now is I struggled with that because I was born in England, grew up in Nigeria, and then moved here. I mean, it didn't happen like instantly over several years. But there were times when I just had a sense of I didn't know where I belong. Here, England, Nigeria. And there was a time in my life when I felt like what I'm learning about my life, about life in general, spirituality, I felt like I was separate from my culture. And here's another one. You talk about religion. So much so that growing up in Nigeria, you know, my experience of the tradition, the culture, or what people call the Yoruba tradition here, it was considered evil. The spiritual practice in Nigeria was considered evil. So for me, I didn't want nothing to do with it. So when I moved to America, people saying, "Oh, you're Yoruba. Tell me about the Yoruba tradition." I'm like, "What? The Babalawo?" You know, I've shared this several times. I'm like, no, we don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just present to all of sometimes how we deny ourselves, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, and then it shows up in our lives and we don't know why we're not at peace with ourselves. We say we don't know who we are, we can't have a relationship that's harmonious, or we're always having a health challenge. But the answer lies within by looking in the past and looking at a part of us that we may not even know we're denying.
That's right. None of us is 100% conscious. And I consider that to be divine, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes it's a blessing, you know, to walk along a path in life where we have a practice in our lives, we have a value in our lives that says we desire to be living as consciously as possible. And this is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But there's no such thing as being 100. I can't imagine what that would be. And so that it's whatever it is inside of us that stays in the unconscious, this is a blessing too. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. And so when we honor that, you know, when we honor that what stays invisible, it's meant to stay invisible until it becomes visible. And we can have a place of neutrality, a place of non-judgment toward both, what's conscious and unconscious.
That's such an important point, because if we can know everything we need to know about ourselves, I really believe it will blow our mind. We won't be able to function. We won't be able to function. I mean, I'm having a moment here. It's time to just stay grounded. Other stories are coming up now. Other conversations like that. No, stay focused. Now, I'm going to yield and be available for what needs to be shared, but I'm being flooded with so much information now just from what I knew in this conversation where it happened. And listeners, join the conversation, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Which part of your ancestry are you denying? What part of you are you denying? When we come back, I want to play a short clip by Reverend Deborah Johnson about this idea that we've always been. We didn't just become alive when we were born. There's so much more to us. 347-426-3346. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, and the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul. You can find out more about her by going to her website. It's lisaiverson.com. Lisa, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com, lisaiverson.com. And we also tell you some other website that you can get some information and really get a broader perspective about who and what you are. Give us a call, 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move. Where do you want to go in life? What do you want to be? How do you want to show up? What are you seeking to see in your life? Well, you're at the right place to find the answers for yourself. Here's a clip by Deborah Johnson called The Unbroken Chain of Life.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great, 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 great grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
Yes, that was Reverend Deborah Johnson speaking of the unbroken chain of life. When we start looking at life from a different perspective, and that says, I'm 1 year old because I was born on this date, and realize that we're so much more, then we start to see ourselves differently. We start to see more of ourselves. Lisa, what do you think of that?
Oh, I'm so grateful for you playing that clip, Ade. It's just so beautiful, and it has every, resonance. It's in complete resonance with what we've been speaking about, and you know, the topic for our conversation today about immigrant ancestors, if we take what Deborah Johnson is saying and we consider that every single person in our ancestral blueprints, you know, that when they were born, again, no matter what country, no matter what land they were born on, no matter what, you know, religions, faith traditions are a part of that family system, that that person is just the right one. Each person in our family, us included, we're just the right ones to be who we are without every single, as she says, you know, without every single great, 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 great grandparent, we wouldn't be here. And so it's a very... it feels like the importance of that message for all of us is so timely because it helps us. You know, it just, that frame just really can offer us so much compassion for ourselves, for one another, to remember how universal life force is.
Mm.
You know, if there's a real commonality that we can feel with the essence of what she's saying so beautifully.
Yeah, and taking America as an example, it is so easy to, well, maybe not easy is not the best word, but that there is this thing about when we think of the history of America, there's a lot of emotions. There's anger, there's joy, there's excitement,
mm-hmm.
there's
mm-hmm.
judgment, there's criticism, there's separation, there's unity, you name it. And there are parts of us that we, as we were talking about earlier, that we deny unconsciously, sometimes it's consciously. And clearly that is affecting what we're experiencing right now. It has a main impact in the way life is in America when it comes to religion, when it comes to nationality. And, you know, we're still struggling to be in relationship with one another. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships, but just relationship period. You know, as we get ready to release the show, I want to speak to or ask you from the family constellation perspective, what are the things we could start to do? And even for me, I'm asking you about me. Well, I think of my grandfathers, I don't really feel a connection. Like, okay, it's almost like people say, well, I can't, if I don't see my mother again, I'll be happy. I love her because she's my mother. So it's almost like you're loving just for the sake of loving them. And sometimes I have that sense of, well, they're my grandparents, but what can I do to start honoring that and what I don't even know about them. And those in America who know part of their stories, I mean, there's so much. I'm just thinking of abuse, rape, and all the things that have happened, the things that we don't want to talk about, the ones that were alcoholic. What can we, those of us that are listening to this conversation, start to do where we can be part of the healing process?
Yeah, I tend to think more simply than anything. You know, this phrase, be here now, is what comes to me. So however it is, just for each person as they listen to this show, to just be with however it is for them. You know, whatever feeling is there, whatever noticing of connection or lack of connection, you know, we, as I say this, I also realize, you know, we put a lot of emphasis, sometimes too much emphasis in the States on feeling. You know, this idea that if we don't feel a connection, that it's not there. You know? So what I see over and over and over again in my work, through the constellation work, through working with people for many years, I see that often an absence of felt connection is one of the deepest signs of connection. It's often the opposite. So what people can do is just let that be with them for, you know, the next few days or for the next month till we come together for this conversation again. Just let that that comment from me be with them a bit. Just consider that an absence of felt connection with ancestors, with family, with somebody in particular might be actually a sign of really deep connection. And the mind, often what happens with this kind of thing is the mind kind of goes into a little bit of a tizzy, sometimes wants to argue for some people, you know. For others, they can relax a bit, breathe a little bit easier because something's, you know, being shaken loose. All that is just fine. Because however that is for us, I've come to a place where on most days, I tend to assume that what I'm experiencing in my day-to-day life is not only uniquely my own, that somebody somewhere along the line in my ancestry probably had a feeling of gratitude or joy or frustration or sadness or tiredness or excitement, whatever it is I'm feeling. Other people before me had this same feeling. Maybe the circumstance was different, but the essence of it was the same. So that's the other piece to consider. However it is for you, just consider you're not the first one in your lineage to be experiencing this. The mind doesn't have to know. You don't have to know who it was. Was it your mother, your father, your grandmother, your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your brother? It's okay. You don't have to know. Because this is the other piece of the immigrant experience. Through many, many generations and globally now, that experience of not knowing one's grandparents, great-grandparents, often not even knowing, this is the American experience for sure. Many Americans don't even know what countries their ancestors came from, you know. So it's letting that be okay, seeing it, but not judging it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, when you said the absence of self-connection to consider as a sign of deep connection and not trying to even figure it out, be here now, just be present, what came up for me is like, it really doesn't matter if I feel a connection from my grandparents. The fact that I'm here to have that thought, they're the reason for me being here.
Absolutely.
No matter how I feel about them, my grandparents, my grandmother, my grandfather, everything about them has brought me to this point.
That's right. Yeah. So in a moment, you know, in a moment, if it feels like the thing to do, we all of us could just have moments. I mean, this is what I do on a regular basis is, you know, I have moments where I just thank people. I thank my ancestors. I never met them, but they're in me. and they're real. And I thank them. I just thank them. Thank you for passing life on. And it can be quite surprising what comes from that very simple gesture of gratitude. It can be very surprising the connection, the feeling of connection that can develop by that practice.
And here's another thought. How we make such a big deal about what we feel or don't feel. We say, let me speak for myself. When I say I don't feel it, it's more of an intellectual thing, because the cultural acceptance is most people, or generally, we know our grandparents. But it's a fact that we won't know our great-great-great-great-grandparents. I'm not tripping about that. I'm not like, I can't believe I don't know my great-great-great-grandparents because I've never met them. So it's like it's the mind trying to find meaning. Yeah. It's something we just won't, the mind won't understand, because it's not the mind is not equipped to understand this bigness and this thing called the soul. Deborah Johnson talks about a soul remembrance. It's this in order to remember the soul connection, we have to tell the mind sometimes. Don't you feel like having a break? Yeah, go on a break. Stop working. Just go sit down somewhere. Go play. Go play with your friends. And just allow ourselves to be present as you should. Well, anything you want to add? I've got enough to be with right now.
Just deep gratitude. From my political leanings, I'm not typically so grateful for Mitt Romney, but I am grateful for him and for his ancestors, for the conversation that his presence and the media stories about him have inspired us to have today. So I'm grateful to Mitt Romney and his ancestors, and I'm grateful to you and all your ancestors, and to mine too, and to everybody who's been with us today. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes, I feel the same. You know, somebody responded to the invite about, oh, really, so that makes you Mexican. And I'm thinking, you missed the point. Okay, we say this was in the headlines, but who in your family, what about you, which part of your ancestry are you denying or not acknowledging? And from that story, I'm receiving a healing. And if we could start to allow ourselves to see life from a broader perspective rather than what we believe in and what is right or what is wrong, you know, we can set ourselves free. And Lisa, I just thank you so much. I thank you for who you are, for the work you're doing. And I tell you, and I read your book, I think of the shows we've done in the past, for the past 3 years, almost 4 years now. This thing about understanding who you are ain't no joke.
That's right.
Game for everybody.
It's good to be on the path together with you, Eddie. We're all in it together.
We should be given a certificate or something that says, going on a spiritual journey, go into it at your own risk. consult your mentors before you start the spiritual journey, because you might experience some unpleasantness, but it will be good down the line. So Lisa, thank you. Oh, before we go, you were talking about websites that people could find out more information about family constellations.
Yeah, two websites, familyconstellationswest.com and lisaiverson.com, which you already mentioned, and there's links to other websites there. You can also just type in Family Constellations into your website browser. That'll bring up lots of websites, but I've done my best to put quite a lot of introductory information to the approach on my website, Family Constellations West.
That's right, familyconstellationswest.com. Lisa, we'll see you next month, where we're going to be talking about changes and the vibration of life and all that's going on, that's happening on so many levels that we can't even understand sometimes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you. See you next month.
Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. Well, I've got something to be with. Actually, I have a call to make after this, but after that, I got something else to do. I guess I'll be with all of it as I do everything else that I'm doing. But, you know, it's time to just be gentle with ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you, Tanya, Deborah, Celeste, Betty, Nahali, Silent Listeners, Tamara,
all of you that I can see, those I can't see, those of you listening on the archive, thank you, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Our guest tomorrow is Filippo Francini, the musical alchemist. Make sure you join us 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. And here's a prayer for you on your journey by Ricky Byers Breakfast, which I can't find. Oh, here it is. Prayer for you. Prayer for your family. Prayer for all of us in America and across the world. Peace and blessings. AgapeLive.com is the Agape Choir's website. Well, yeah, that worked. I'm out of here. Peace.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.